So what was Monday like for you? Or Sunday, I guess. Did you hear from people you've never heard from in your entire life?
Yeah, a little bit. A little sore, too. More than usual. And I haven't felt like that since high school.
Coach Doyle posted yesterday a video of you speed squatting. One, what the hell is that? And two, what does it show? What does it mean that you can do that well?
It was just speed squats with chains on it, and that was done during, I think, camp. That was done, mm-hmm. And then it's just showing, like, it just shows power, just like going, that's how fast you can move the heavy weight. Mm-hmm.
You had more people like recognizing you, like when you're walking around campus and going to class.
Not really. Still, which is kind of nice. Still get to go. I got my headphones on too, so maybe that's why. Also,
how does the mentality change for a week like this, going in as the number one back on the depth chart as opposed to as a number three option?
It doesn't change really that much. I'm just gonna prepare the exact same way. Just knowing everything, watching film, and it doesn't really change because I prepared like this last week for fullback and a little bit for running back, too.
Is that kind of why you were able to step in and have so much success, that you've really treated every week as if you were a starter, even though you didn't know where your plays were going to come?
Oh, yeah, maybe. The coaches always have all these stories about people coming in and stepping in and knowing their job, and everyone just is dependent on them. So, yeah, you really have to every week, even if you're not the starter.
You're obviously well-grained, first in strength and conditioning. Where did that interest come from?
I've always really just had an interest in that, getting bigger at first when I was younger, and then just I really appreciated it, and that's what I'm majoring in, health and human physiology. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I really have an appreciation for it.
Do you want to be a strength coach?
When I'm done.
Mark, I wonder if you could walk us through that journey from Air Force to here. So you went to Air Force just as a student?
No, I played football there, too.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I wonder if you could just sort of refresh us on how you started at Air Force and you ended up here.
I started out there, was recruited there, played football there. And then, I left before the semester ended there. I just sent out my transcript there back to all the coaches again, and somehow ended up here. I knew the tradition here, and I knew that if football didn't work out here, I'd still want to go to school here. That was a big point. That was a big thing.
So you only lasted one semester then?
Yeah.
What made you? Was it just not a fit? I mean, what were you studying out there?
It wasn't really a fit for me. And I didn't select a major yet there. The first year is pretty much core classes you have to take there.
Okay.
Has your life changed since Saturday?
Not really. Not for me. No. Not. It's pretty much stayed the same.
You still incognito on campus?
Yeah.
Really? What made you choose Air Force right off the bat? I mean, did you have aspirations of being like a jet fighter or something, or was it just a good school, a good football program?
Definitely good school, good football program, especially for a fullback. Fullbacks get a lot of carries there. Not many schools do that anymore, so that was part of it. And then also part of it, just the military, and then the job security there. You have a job right out, too, so that was a part of it at the time.
What is it about the fullback position that, I guess, when you were younger, made you want to aspire to play that when you started playing football?
Well, I was more like, I was a fullback in high school, but it was more like a running back still. Mm-hmm. And I knew, like, no schools were recruiting me for running back, and not many schools play the fullback like the armed forces schools do, so that was part of it.
So it wasn't like something when you were growing up that you were like watching Mike Alstad?
No, not that, but I have watched Mike Alstad. He's awesome.
Coach said inside that most fullbacks are linebackers and at heart, that they all kind of love that type of contact and that type of play. Does that describe you as well?
Yeah, definitely. I love contact. I choose not to the juke, whether it's because I don't have the juke moves or not, but I like contact too, yeah.
But you said, I think, after the game Saturday that you might want to... Were you going to work on that a little bit in practice this week?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, I need to work on it. It's part of my game. It'll help my game get better.
But who teaches you when there's, like, no one left to show? I mean, how do you pick up that sort of, make more moves out? I mean, how do you specifically go about that?
Right? You just got to – it's just being looser, I guess, out there.
Yeah.
Having a little more, confidence, but, like, just knowing that you can make that move and mm-hmm. – We'll see how it goes. I'll probably still stick to downhill running, though.
Now that you've gotten kind of a taste of getting all those carries and shown that you can get it done, is it going to be harder if when those running backs start coming back and your carries start to get cut down again?
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see how everything goes. I'm not really sure when everyone's coming back or not. You have to ask the coaches, ask them. But, we'll see how it all works out.